So we are counting down the days to the local government elections, and the stage 4 load shedding, I think, is going to have a massive impact on voter sentiment and how people are going to vote. The Citizen Satisfaction Index shows that the satisfaction of citizens in South Africa has dropped to a 5-year low as municipalities fail to deliver on the fundamentals of service delivery. And we've been speaking a lot about service delivery over the last few weeks in the run-up to the local government elections, because that is essentially what we are voting about. So Consulta's 8th South African Citizen Satisfaction Index shows that our satisfaction, our trust in local municipalities to deliver basic services, has dropped to its lowest ebb since the index's inception. Of the 8 metropolitan municipalities polled in the index this year, it's clear they are falling short of meeting our expectations. And the results are a direct reflection of the dire picture that have been painted by the Auditor General in the Auditor General's report, media reports also, about the dysfunctional state of many municipalities across the country. So let's speak now to Natasha Doran, who's a senior consultant at Consulta. Natasha, good afternoon to you. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for your time. So this is very indicative of how people are feeling at the moment, how we feel about service delivery and how we feel in general about municipalities.
Hi, Mandy. Thank you so much for the opportunity for us to speak. I fully agree. And as you've stated in your introduction, it is at a 5-year low, because included in satisfaction is the aspect of expectation, and also mentioned in the report that lower expectation is an absolute red flag, because citizens are now at that point where they are saying, you know, we are saying what is wrong and promises are being made, but there's no, you're not meeting the promises, and we really just ask for basic service delivery like electricity, access to clean water. So it is very concerning that it's dropped to that low that we see, and you also mentioned trust, because we absolutely see the correlation between the low levels of trust and the low levels of satisfaction. If I just look at the average of 51.1 is the satisfaction level, and 53.6, and all of these indices are at an all-time low, which means that at this point the citizens are saying that municipalities need to start delivering on those promises.
So you've also looked at the various metros, and you're able to gauge how people feel about service delivery in the various metros. Cape Town has again emerged as the lead on overall citizen satisfaction for the 5th consecutive year. What's happening in the other metros?
So we see a Cape Town above on 61.9. So the average for the industry is on 51.1. So in second place, or let's say the metro, the second most satisfied citizens, it is Ekurhuleni, and they're about 9 points below Cape Town. Also need to mention that Cape Town, yes, they are 61.9, but even in there's been a drop of about 4.5 based on the score that they reached in 2020, which was at 66. So we have Ekurhuleni, they are at 52.2, which is also like just above the industry average. And then you have about four municipalities, and that is made up of Itakwini, Nelson Mandela Bay, Tswane, as well as Ekurhuleni. Yeah, and they are all, I mean, the difference between them is like 2 base points, right? And then below those 4, there are 3 that is below, way below the industry average that we see, which is Buffalo City on, first Johannesburg on 47, then Buffalo City on 44, and in the metro with the least satisfied citizens is Mangaung, sitting on a 32.6. And that is the lowest score that we've seen across all industries in the almost 12 years that SSCSI has been running in South Africa. Quite staggering.
Yeah. Sure. So, Natasha, very briefly, how do you expect this to impact how people vote on Monday? If they're so dissatisfied, do you expect them to just not vote, or do you expect them to vote for a different party than is the incumbent party?
So, just from science-based, which is what the report is all about, what we have seen, so if you normally, when you have choice, if you have choice, you obviously move to a different supplier. If, for example, if it's like you know, a supermarket. In this case, they are stuck in the situation that they are in. So you will either find that either people are moving, which is very least likely to happen, because nobody just has the money to move, pack up and leave, or you will find an increase in protesting where people are saying, we're at this level, what else can we do? And the other point we've also mentioned this morning earlier, that in many of the municipalities, especially the smaller ones, citizens are actually putting things in place themselves, trying to fix things, making use of either small businesses or going to larger businesses to support. And that is what we've seen, an increase of that happening. I think it was in Polokwane about a year ago where one of the smaller municipalities actually received an acceptance approval at court level for the citizens, you know, in that area to actually pay do the funding that instead of going to municipalities, it goes to them. But at the end of the day, municipalities need to start delivering on the basics.
Yeah.
For us to see a turnaround.
Natasha, thank you very much. Natasha Doran, senior consultant at Consulta. And it's just fascinating. It's really interesting to see this citizen satisfaction index really illustrating where we are at the moment, that we have such extensive dissatisfaction, and our trust in local municipalities to deliver basic services has dropped to the lowest ebb since the index's inception. And I wonder if it will translate at the polls on Monday.